Well, it's wonderful to see all the smiling faces here this evening. I imagine that you were as blessed as I was when we sang the song Goodness of God a little earlier. Did the words resonate with you? I love you, Lord. Your mercy never failed me. All my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. And tonight, and a little later, instead of singing about the goodness of God, all of us will be writing about it. Several years ago, I was introduced to the idea of writing a personal psalm and discovered it to be a wonderful blessing in my life. I'm pleased to have the privilege to share it with you. We are encouraged throughout the Bible to remember the wondrous works God has done. The word remember occurs 166 times in the ESV Bible. In Psalm 77:11, we read, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord." The Bible contains the big story of salvation and small stories of individual lives. And God's work continues in each of our lives today. I'd like to briefly take us to Psalm 136, and I will read just parts of it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the middle of it, for his steadfast love endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in this Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. This psalm recites God's hand in creation and in leading his people. It affirms again and again what we need to hear again and again. God's love is steadfast and eternal. God repeats himself 26 times in this entire psalm. The stunning story of love grips our hearts. As the psalmist remembers and recites God's faithfulness to his people, we are reminded and reminded again of his personal loving involvement with his people. Everything God does is loving. Even experiences of passing through a sea with walls of water on both sides and walking through the wilderness. He similarly reveals his love for each of us every day in big and small ways. Borrowing again from the song, Goodness of God, you have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. We have been surrounded by God's presence even in our biggest challenges of life. When we look at life through the lens of God's loving care, it places the happenings that occur in the proper perspective. Throughout Scripture, we follow the thread of God's faithfulness and see God's people placing stones of remembrance as a way to remember God's protection, care, and steadfast love. We, too, need to remind ourselves of God's amazing hand throughout our lives, remembering who He is and what He has done on our behalf. By thinking back into the past, finding Him, and writing it down. And in that way, anchor ourselves to God's promises and how He has worked mightily in our lives. If you're like me, you need to be reminded of God's faithfulness time after time, especially when life hurts and is hard. I found if I don't consciously stop and pause to reflect on God's goodness to me, then I'm too easily consumed by everything going on around me and inside me. It's especially important to remember His kindness and steadfast love in this season focused on Thanksgiving. Tricia Lott Williford has outlined a simple process to guide us in remembering the headlines in our lives. And these steps are included in the handout that you'll get in just a little bit. First, she suggests that you imagine the timeline of your life from your birth to today. Think about what your movie reel includes, your best and worst scenes. Jot down a list of the headlines of your life. Who have been the significant people, the important dates and events, your jobs, family experiences, the places you've lived, your spiritual influences, the big stories and impacts, the heights and the hard. Next, one headline at a time, you write a psalm of praise to God. For His steadfast love endures forever. You are writing a personal Psalm 136 to God, remembering and thanking Him for His many blessings with a grateful heart. One evening, I walked down memory lane, jotting down significant happenings and people God used in my life, 10, 15 minutes. Then later, I added more. Maybe it took me another 15, 20 minutes, and then finally put all the pieces together. What a special time it was to reflect God's hand throughout my life, the people and experiences He chose to mold me into the woman He's creating me to be. This is a precious way for each of us to remember God's faithfulness and kindness in our lives, and be reminded of His steadfast, eternal love. God's steadfast love is love and loyalty combined, a reminder of God's eternal faithfulness, not dependent on our actions, but on our God, who is unchangeable and keeps His promises. Our hearts swell with gratitude as we trace God's hand through the seasons of our life. I've lived longer than many of you, so my psalm may have more verses than yours, but I'm going to share a portion of it with you, so I'm going to take bits and pieces. It may seem a little bit disjointed. I love the repeated phrase in each verse, reminding me of God's goodness and design throughout my life, His exceptional favor, even in the hard. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Before creating the world and everything in it, for His steadfast love endures forever, He lovingly planned each and every day of her life, for His steadfast love endures forever. On 9/7/55, a blonde, blue-eyed writer girl was born, for His steadfast love endured forever. Number 7 in line, with family heritage to live up to, for his steadfast love endures forever. Named Joy, the only child born after mom and dad's salvation, for his steadfast love endures forever. From a young age, she held a sincere desire to become a believer someday, for his steadfast love endures forever. In early years, Sunday school grounded her in God's love and Bible stories, for his steadfast love endures forever. Music and hymns were an integral part of her growing up, for his steadfast love endures forever. At age 13, her parents helped establish a Bible church, for his steadfast love endures forever. Her life was eternally changed on August 2nd, 1970, for his steadfast love endures forever, when she prayed a prayer of repentance, seeking salvation in Jesus, for his steadfast love endures forever. 1 year later, her commitment to her Lord deepened, for his steadfast love endures forever. From church camp experiences, her public testimony and baptism, for his steadfast love endures forever. She pursued a business education degree and became a teacher, for his steadfast love endures forever. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship provided spiritual growth and friends, for his steadfast love endures forever. She was devastated by Dad's unexpected death 2 weeks after college graduation, for his steadfast love endures forever. For 2 years, she was the Earlville High School business department, for his steadfast love endures forever. It was a small school. She decided to pursue a teaching position elsewhere, for his steadfast love endures forever. God led her to Limestone High School, for his steadfast love endures forever. After 13 years, she walked away from her business career, from her teaching career, for his steadfast love endures forever. No job in hand, she trusted her God to provide, for his steadfast love endures forever. God opened doors at McGladrey, showing himself a gracious provider for nearly 30 years, for his steadfast love endures forever. She had an interesting, challenging, and demanding career, for his steadfast love endures forever. Her work took her across the country, and she traveled to all the states, for his steadfast love endures forever. From her early years, she desired to be a wife and mother, for his steadfast love endures forever. Yet she experienced much disappointment in relationships, for his steadfast love endures forever. 40 was a tough birthday when she gave up hope of becoming a mother, for his steadfast love endures forever. Yet her God enabled spiritual mothering and mentoring, for his steadfast love endures forever. When Ken and Joanne planned to serve God in Brazil and leave 3 college students behind, for his steadfast love endures forever, Aunt Joy was prompted to move into their home, providing stability for the family, for his steadfast love endures forever. A huge stretch from her quiet life alone. She often didn't handle the situation well, but his steadfast love endures forever. Yet God remains sovereign, working out his will for all, for his steadfast love endures forever. She excitedly prepared to move into a condo, for his steadfast love endures forever. In the middle of mom's heart attacks and death, for his steadfast love endures forever. Turning 50 shortly after, she nested in her new home in grief, for his steadfast love endures forever. God clearly spoke to her heart, asking her to embrace his choice for her life, for his steadfast love endures forever, instead of merely enduring the best he had designed for her. For his steadfast love endures forever. Over time, he worked contentment in her heart, for his steadfast love endures forever. As she focused on all she had to be thankful for, instead of what he'd chosen to withhold, for his steadfast love endures forever. She'd always been abundantly blessed with her family and friends, for his steadfast love endures forever. Hearing of a purity Bible study for high school and college age kids, for his steadfast love endures forever. She chose to share her story of God's goodness and contentment, for his steadfast love endures forever. 9 months later, God kept that story in Jennifer's mind, for his steadfast love endures forever. On May 1st, 2011, Jennifer approached Joy about her widowed brother-in-law, Galen, for his steadfast love endures forever. Joy's life was forever changed, for his steadfast love endures forever. A whirlwind courtship followed, for his steadfast love endures forever. She bought her wedding dress 63 days after their first date, for his steadfast love endures forever. She returned from a plane-hopping business trip 3 weeks before the wedding, for his steadfast love endures forever. She was quite ill with a serious ear infection, for his steadfast love endures forever. Then 16 days before the wedding, Galen took her to ER, concerned of a possible stroke, for his steadfast love endures forever. In God's kindness, the diagnosis was Bell's palsy, for his steadfast love endures forever. And the master physician miraculously healed her smile for the wedding, for his steadfast love endures forever. After 56 years as an independent woman, it was no big adjustment to married life, for his steadfast love endures forever. Though it had been a very long time, Galen was worth the wait, for God's steadfast love endures forever. God blessed her not only with an ever-deepening love, but sweet companionship, for his steadfast love endures forever. She didn't always have God the number one priority in the early years of her marriage, for his steadfast love endures forever. God took them to a new church home, Newcastle Bible Church, for his steadfast love endures forever. Women's Bible study became a place to grow and develop friendships, for his steadfast love endures forever. During COVID and beyond, God provided an online community of mature Christian women, for his steadfast love endures forever. Led by Catherine Martin, God grew her intimacy with him and deepened her love of his word, for his steadfast love endures forever. God surprised her with an invitation to join the Women's Bible Study teaching team, for his steadfast love endures forever. Throughout her work life, he had been preparing her for this most important teaching assignment, for his steadfast love endures forever. He has given her joy in studying, preparing, writing, and sharing his word, for his steadfast love endures forever. As he continues to refine her character to reflect her Jesus, for his steadfast love endures forever. In this time, between the already and the not yet, for his steadfast love endures forever. One day, he will take her home to glory, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, for his steadfast love endures forever. So I hope this taste of seeing glimpses of God's hand throughout my life whets your appetite to trace his hand through your life and then weave them into your own psalm of praise. So we are going to get started right now. This is a wonderful way to remember our awesome God and his kindness. So you are going to be given a sheet. Some of the ladies are going to pass these out. It has a really long title. It says, Remembering God's Steadfast Love by Tracing His Hand Through the Seasons in My Life. And if you look at it at the top, there is a timeline. On the left, you start with your birthday. So you fill the blanks in, you know, when were you born? So that's the beginning of the timeline. And then the timeline ends for these purposes today. So November 7th, 2025. So there are all kinds of things that have happened in your life on your timeline. And we've printed this worksheet for you to start working on big, long paper so that you have lots of space to write. So you'll notice that it says, Headlines from the Movie Reel of My Life. So I've got the prompts there. Think about who were the significant people in your life? What are the important dates and events? Those dates that are imprinted on your mind. What jobs have you had? What were family experiences that shaped you? Spiritual influences? Where have you lived? What are the big stories and events of your life? So we're going to give you 10 minutes now to start writing. So you're going to write in the middle. What I would do with this is probably make this into like three columns or something like that. So just start writing down the first column. What are the things that come to mind? You can do it chronologically, you know, starting with things that you remember from your childhood. Or you can just start by what are the big things that really pop in your mind that you want to make sure that you capture. So just in the quietness of this time right now, just start writing. And then at the bottom, you'll notice there are the directions of what you do next so that you end up with a product like, you know, what I read to you. Then one headline at a time, you'll write your praise, your psalm of praise, with each line concluding with that phrase, for his steadfast love endures forever. And then one more thing, the very last thing you'll notice, there is a blank, and it says, I will continue working on this on. So before you leave today, I encourage you to write down a date or a time when you will pick this up again. Or my guess is you might not. And you will just be so blessed if you do. And I would encourage you to at least, if you can't finish it before Thanksgiving, at least pick it up again before Thanksgiving. Okay, get started.